beer at the bar, having a good time. Danny Brooks, Danny Zivrent, David Minion are all here as well. Last night was a big night around the National Hockey League and around the hockey world in general, as it was the first episode of this year's HBO 24/7 Road to the Winter Classic, I believe is the technical name for it. Last season, they debuted it. It's the same people that do the Hard Knocks series for the NFL training camps, which they do a phenomenal job with pretty much everything they do. Phenomenal, Brooksy.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Lights out.
Dynamite.
Dynamite.
So, you know, everybody was tuning in to watch this show last night, and we have a guy here with us, Danny Zivrent, that played in the NHL Winter Classic last year and for at least some of it was exposed to that whole HBO 24/7 debacle, I'm sure it is, when you're in the room and around it. But just talking about it, I know you have some great memories from the Winter Classic because you scored your first NHL goal in that game, the only goal the Flyers scored, but now here you are almost a year later. Just talk about that experience.
It was real neat. I mean, my parents got to fly out and be in Boston. Just to be playing outdoors was pretty surreal. I mean, everyone up in Canada and I'm sure up in the northern half of the U.S. and most of the guys all over the world grew up playing hockey on the ice outside in the winter time. And to be able to do that at the age of 24 and make yourself feel like you're 10 years old again, but you're playing in the NHL. You dream about that situation growing up, and then there you are outdoors with an NHL jersey on, and I happen to score, which was pretty unbelievable. But it seemed as though the game went by so fast for me that I wish I could, you know, relive it back as a fan. And HBO does do a good job with getting fans to see how players are and how they act away from the rink. And you know, they're not just robots that go out and throw a jersey on. They're actually people with different personalities and different characters, and it's sort of good to get to know them in that standpoint.
Is that presence of cameras and the getting mics and all that, does that put you guys off your game?
Well, we missed it by a year. Missed it by a year, but I don't think it changes too much. I'm sure there's a couple guys that do anything in their power to try to get on film and whatever they say. So, but for the most part, it's guys just acting normal. And you know, I watched the one last night, and it was pretty well done. And hopefully, the next few ones are the same.
I think we have to talk about Ilya
Gruskowski. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll certainly get to that. Did you ever think that you should wear the eye black every game after you scored in the Winter Classic?
You know what? When we went out for warm up, I think, or pregame skate. No, it would have been a warm up, and I don't think I had them on, and it, just going out there just because the snow was so bright and like, you know, you're just not used to natural light. We actually put them on, and it does make a big difference. I was always the guy that was like, really, do they need to have the eye black on, like when the football players are playing? But it actually made a big difference as far as taking the glare away from your cheeks and everything. So, but yeah, it would. I mean, if I'm gonna score every game I wear them, I'll put them on every day.
I believe it was Scotty Hartnell that was getting cross-checked by Tim Thomas when he scored. Did you go thank him after the game for that?
Yeah, no, he's a pest, and you'll get to see that in the upcoming HBO things. He's the guy that you want on your team, but everybody hates to play against. And I think what happened is he drove the net, and I think knocked Thomas off his feet, and then the puck ended. I ended up shooting, and Thomas made the save from laying down, and then the puck came back to me. And as I went to shoot it again, Thomas was sort of fired up from the previous situation with Hartnell and went to cross-check him and forgot about the puck and it went in the back of the net. So ugly, but, I mean, it went in.
And the first NHL goal during the Winter Classic, a pretty cool moment for sure. As we're talking with Danny Zivrent here, who used to play for the Flyers, now he plays for the Rivermen here. As you watched this show last night, you get the inside look at the Philadelphia Flyers. Is it fun to see some of those guys and the way they're portrayed on TV? I'm sure is a side that only you had seen up until this point, and now everybody gets to see it.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, I'm a fan of the game, and you know, I've been lucky enough to have a chance to be in a locker room with NHL players. So, you know, the personalities are few and far between. They're all different characters, and actually, a couple of my close buddies are on the Rangers, so it was good to see them out there.
Right.
In Brandon Press, Girardi, and Michael Delzato. So. You know, it should be an interesting game, and I'm looking forward to watching it.
I will begin this next statement by saying that I am from New Jersey, and I've seen the Jersey Shore, and I can't stand it. I will say that. I have seen the show, but I do see the fascination with people that don't live in New Jersey and don't ever see that, being absolutely captivated by there are actual people that are like that, because it's the same thing. Those people do exist. It's not fake. It's fake now, but it used to at one point not be fake. Those people do exist, and people were just mesmerized by the fact that people live their lives this way. I think there's at least a certain aspect to this HBO 24/7 show, is that people outside of, you know, the four of us, we see it on a daily basis. We see it all the time. But I think there are people that are watching this show going, really? This is what goes on in NHL locker rooms and on the NHL bench, and I think that some people, maybe the language is a little bit shocking to some, that's the way that the hockey atmosphere is, but I think it's a nice way to kind of show people what it's like inside a dressing room, because that's what it's like.
That's exactly what it's like. We're getting a tweet here. It comes with a slideshow in homage of Danny Subray.
That's an impressive tweet. Yeah, I don't know if we can even...
I don't know. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Danny Subray.
Offensive dynamo.
Dynamo.
I see this one.
Okay. Somebody's asking the question whether you're aware that's out there.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you've seen it.
Yeah, no, there's a group of guys, and actually, at my Twitter thing, there's a guy that made a little cartoon face of mine, which is my avatar, whatever you call it. They're a group of guys. I think they have Broad Street Hockey. .com is their website, and they're always pretty supportive of me, so every once in a while I check it out and see what they're shouting out about me.
At Jenny Bueller, who's a Blues fan down in St. Louis, wants to know what you'd be doing if you weren't playing hockey.
I wasn't playing hockey. I don't really know, actually. My parents have a pretty successful trucking business back in Ontario, with a fleet of about 70 trucks. So I could always fall back in the family business. But I was growing up, I was always sort of the stats nerd, stats and science guy. So something to do with computers or numbers, it's probably something I would be interested in.
Hear that he's got a successful truck business back there, so he should be hanging out with Brad and be our backup driver.
You got it. That'd be great.
You got the CDL.
Can we get us the right way from Hamilton, Ontario, back to Cleveland, yeah, instead of going via London.
We go east, not west for that.
Yeah, we should have had Sibby driving that truck.
No problem, guys. I can.
You got big? Have you driven big trucks like that?
I don't.
Maybe
have my
not
license,
legally,
so,
but yeah. Have you? But you have.
I have. Yeah.
Is it difficult?
Not really. No.
Come on, Brad.
So if something happens to Brad, we've got our back.
We got Sebby up there. Yeah, exactly.
Just throw him up there.
He'd be the navigator and drive the truck.
We can certainly do that. Although the long bus rides are over with. As weird as it is, we've gone through a lot of long bus rides already. We're pretty much done with them. I mean, we still got flights to Abbotsford and Charlotte last night. I mean, it's not like we're not going anywhere. We've got to go back down to Texas in a couple of weeks. But no more long bus rides.